This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope today is a really good day for you. Mum was preparing in the kitchen some delicious pancakes for her two sons, Kevin, he was 5, and Ryan was 3. But as the cooking proceeded, the boys started to argue about who would get the first pancake, and Mum saw he was her opportunity to give an important lesson. "Look," she said, "if Jesus was sitting here today, he would say, 'Let my brother have the first pancake, I can wait.'" Well, Kevin turned to his young brother and said, "Ryan, you be Jesus." Now, it's a simple illustration, I know, but it shows me how ingrained selfishness is in our thinking and behaving. I think the root of every problem that we face is selfishness, wanting our own way, spending too much time thinking about what we want or the things we'd like to have. It was John Paul II who said the great danger for family life in the midst of any society whose idols are pleasure, comfort and independence lies in the fact that people close their hearts and become selfish. And I think he was right. I mean, you just look at the consequences of the family life and marriage. So selfishness is usually the root of all problems within marriage and families and in other close relationships. You know that selfishness can ruin lives. It destroys marriages. So we act selfishly when we spend too much time thinking over what we want. And when you are selfish, you're only really caring about your own needs, wants, and desires. It was Henry Ward Beecher who said that selfishness is that detestable vice which no one will forgive in others, and no one is without himself. Sure, that's true. We look at selfishness as a problem that everybody else has got, and we may not even glimpse the fact that we are selfish. So, yes, everyone can be selfish. And Beecher acknowledges that it's a vice that everyone is burdened with. So you can be preoccupied with your own interests and your own problems that you're oblivious to other people's feelings, or you can be so absorbed in the fact that you're insecure or you've got too many doubts or that you're imperfect and you don't really give a thought about others. I think of the classic episodes of the TV show Seinfeld. George and Jerry are sitting at their favourite coffee shop, Dinky's Donuts. They're talking about life's challenges, and George is really lamenting because of a situation he and his fiancée, Susan, find themselves in. Now, she wants to know his PIN number for his ATM card. This is the only thing that George has got left to himself. And so to share that number with her would be to surrender everything that he has to her. So he wants to conceal it. He wants to be independent. "Why does everything have to be us?" he says to Jerry. "Is there no me left? Why can't there be some things just for me?" And then he wonders about what he says, what he was thinking, and says, "Is that so selfish?" And Jerry says, "Actually, George, I think that's the definition of selfish." Now, of course, Seinfeld was a big hit around the world because that TV show actually showed very clearly, often with humorous results, how selfish the characters were. It shows up you and me, actually, if we're really honest. In the Bible, Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, and this is a message that's still relevant today. And he said there to the church, "Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. So let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." So he was talking, that's Philippians 2, verse 3 to 4. He was talking about personal gain and conceit. It was James who said that you should listen and care for other people. Care as much about them as you care about yourself. And James continues, "Think the same way that Christ Jesus thought. He gave up everything and became a slave because he was humble, he obeyed God, and died on a cross." So Jesus said, "If any of you want to be my followers, you must forget about yourself, take up your cross each day, and follow me." Well, thank you, Lord, that in the weariness of daily life and in our selfish moments, we need to come to you and find true significance, because our energy is often wanted in needless things. Slow us down, Lord. Help us to really get our basis for life as we think of others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.